Righto, the French Open is on, and it's thanks to the Australasian Academy of Tennis Coaches, AATC.tennis. Whew, our SEN tennis expert is all over this game. No one knows more about it than our next guest. Brett Phillips is his name. BP, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Kane. Good, Bucks. Yeah, underway with the French. Yeah, beautiful first day in Paris, and three out of four Aussies through is a pretty good result, considering that the French Open's probably the hardest one for our Aussies to, you know, certainly go deep. Thanasi Kokkinakis, brilliant overnight, threw in straight. I mean, he should be inside the top 100. He's just outside at the moment. He was given the reciprocal wild card, the agreement between the French and Tennis Australia. Cleaned up the Brit, Dan Evans, in straight. So the Kokkinakis camp would be really happy with that because he's played a lot of grueling matches this year. Storm Hunter, formerly Storm Sanders, first match he has won singles at a Grand Slam in 8 attempts. Jason Kubler, the laid-back Queenslander who's in the 60s in the rankings, he's climbing, playing his best tennis at 29. He got through in 5. And, yeah, tough one for Kimberly Beryl, who's trying to crack the top 100, 3 hours out on court. She lost to Leola Jean-Jean, the French wild card, and I think of all the Grand Slams, the noisiest are the Parisians on those outside courts. They heckle you when you misbehave, but gee, when you hit a good shot, you can hear it for miles right across Europe. So, yeah, 3 out of 4 we got through, which is a pretty good result.
So, BP, you come under clay. I've got a question for you. So, is it heavy ground strokes? Is it heavy topspin, or is it the ability to handle the actual surface of clay and the movement around the court? What is it that makes it difficult for the Aussies or anyone else really to be able to be so successful on clay? What's the key element?
Yeah, look, Bucks, I mean, really been able to adjust your game, and we just traditionally haven't grown up honing our game on clay courts here. The Europeans have in particular, and this is why they play it so well. So you need a fair degree of patience. Mm. And that's why I was impressed with Thanasi today. And when I caught up with him in Indian Wells earlier in the year, I mean, his coach is trying to tell him, just play a little bit more boring tennis. You've got to construct and you've got to just have a bit of guile on the clay courts, play all the dimensions, use the drop shot really, really well. You don't get necessarily that benefit of, you know, particularly playing those flat ground strokes. This is why Alex de Minaur's never really played that well. He's an old-fashioned, doesn't play with a lot of topspin. It's why Rafael Nadal's won it 14 times, because he just gets the bounce off the court, puts into difficult areas. So, it's the hardest Grand Slam to win. I think there was a 41-shot rally in that Kimberly Pirrell match today. So, you've got to be prepared to be patient and pull the trigger not so early on a clay court.
BP, great start from our Aussies. We'll check in with you throughout the next fortnight.
Thanks, guys.
That was your French Open update for Stan Sport. Roland Garros is now streaming on Stan Sport. Every match ad-free, 4 courts in 4K.
See, there's a lot of different types of love in this world. Mm-hmm. But I don't reckon anyone loves anything as much as BP loves tennis.
How good is it?
We could have a 3 hours and he would still be in-depth talking about topspin forehands how you grow up, and yeah, you know, he is that passionate about tennis
and why the serve volley is now extinct, which is a real shame. He's going to do that at 8 o'clock tonight on the first serve. So if you want more tennis, tune in on SEN from 8 o'clock tonight.